used. You might belong to some group, but it's still what we'll call the small self. Let me use a quote I've been using now for the last 3 years, I think, from Ken Wilber. This is in his set of journal entries called One Taste. And he says, religion has always performed two very important but very different functions. First, it acts as a way of creating meaning for the separate self. It offers myths, stories, tales, narratives, rituals, and revivals that, taken together, help the separate self to make sense of and to endure the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And that's okay. That's how you got to get started. As the psychologist would say, you got to have an ego to let go of an ego. You got to have a self to move beyond the self. But what most religion does is it stops at that first function of simply giving you a positive self-image. That I'm a religious person, or I'm a moral person, or I'm a dedicated person, or whatever it might be. This function of religion does not usually or necessarily change the level of consciousness in a person. It does not deliver radical transformation. It does not deliver a shattering liberation from the separate self. It consoles the self, fortifies the self, defends the self, and promotes the self. Now he says, as long as the separate self believes the myths, performs the rituals, mouths the prayers, embraces the dogma, then the self, it is fervently believed, will be saved. We're not really sure what that's supposed to mean, but everybody uses the word rather glibly, being saved. I suppose in most Western Christians' mind, it means going to heaven. I'm going to get some reward later for doing this. And the whole thing is, I always call it a very bad reward-punishment novel. You know, it's preposterous that anybody believes it. But if you haven't really worked with it, and I'm just lucky enough to have had time to work with it, you believe it because everybody else does. And you think, well, this many people can't be wrong. You know, they must be right. Life is a giant reward-punishment system. And if you jump the hoops right, you'll get the reward. It's not about transformation. Can you feel the difference? You don't have to be transformed. You just have to play the game right. And this is what we're dealing with today. Now he goes on, and he says, religion has also served in a usually very, very small minority. His analysis is pessimistic. The function of radical transformation and liberation. This function of religion does not fortify the separate self, but utterly shatters it. Not consolation, but devastation. Not entrenchment, but emptiness. Now, this is why your great spiritual teachers will always talk about descent, the way of the cross, emptiness, letting go. Not complacency, but devastation. Not entrenchment, but emptiness. Not complacency, but explosion. Not comfort, but revolution. In short, not a conventional bolstering of consciousness, but a radical transmutation and transformation of consciousness at its deepest level. That is what we mean by religious conversion. Now, how that normally happens is by what we'd call a God encounter, where your natural egocentricity is undercut. It doesn't work anymore. It doesn't make sense anymore. In other words, you have to find a center outside of yourself that is, in fact, the center. Up to that point, you're eccentric in the true. You're off center, and most people are eccentric. You're not the center of the world at all, but you act as if you are. Everything is, do I like it? Do I want it? Do I look good? Is my name on it? You know, who cares? But a lot of people do. That's all they have, you know. Now, what I'm going to do is try to give you two different diagrams. So we can understand this. It almost takes a simple imaging of it. And it really is very simple. Maybe you'll even say simplistic. But I'm going to call this the false self. Now this is, I'm afraid, what we're doing a lot of times is we're baptizing the false self. We're ordaining the false self. We're giving communion to the false self. The false self is this little autonomous thing over here that tries to dress it.